This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate the ICA Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. For the first time in 130 years long history of the International Cooperative Alliance, ICA, the Global Cooperative Conference and General Assembly are being organized in India. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will launch a commemorative stamp on the International Year of Cooperatives 2025. Our correspondent reports that Bhutan Prime Minister Dasho Shering Thobge and the Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji, Manoa Kamikamichka, will also attend the conference. The winter session of Parliament will commence today. The session will continue till the 20th of December. However, there will be no sitting of Parliament on Tuesday on account of the commemoration of Constitution Day. The government convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi yesterday ahead of the session. The meeting was presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready to discuss any issue during the winter session. Congress MP Pramod Tiwari said that the party has sought discussion over several issues. Ahead of the winter session of Parliament, in an exclusive interview to Akashwani News, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has urged members to follow parliamentary decorum in the House, taking inspiration from the debates and discussions of the Constituent Assembly. He appealed to the members to establish highest standards of decorum in Parliament. The full interview can be heard on the Surkhyo Mein program of Akashwani News today at 7:10 p.m. on 100.1 FM Gold. Hectic political activities are underway in Maharashtra as merely 48 hours are left for the BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance to form the new government in the state. The term of the current Eknath Shinde-led government will expire on Tuesday. The alliance, comprising the BJP, the Shiv Sena and the NCP, registered a landslide victory in the assembly elections. Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde and NCP leader Ajit Pawar held separate meetings with the newly elected MLAs of their respective parties. Addressing a press conference, BJP leader Chandrasekhar Bavankule said that Maharashtra will not have a leader of opposition. This will be the first time in six decades that the Maharashtra Assembly will not have a leader of the opposition. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, JMM-led India Bloc leader Hemant Soren met Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar at Raj Bhavan in Ranchi yesterday and staked his claim to form the government. He tendered his resignation as chief minister to the governor before staking claim. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Mr. Soren said the swearing-in ceremony of the new government will take place on the 28th of November. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Rome, Italy, on a three-day visit. He will travel to Fiuggi, Italy, to participate in the outreach session of the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting, where India has been invited as a guest country. Dr. Jaishankar is also expected to meet his counterparts from Italy and other participating nations in the G7-related engagements and hold bilateral discussions during the visit. In a significant development, the National Consumer Helpline has partnered with over 1,000 companies under its convergence program to expedite grievance resolution. These companies span major sectors including e-commerce, private education, FMCG, consumer durables, electronic products, retail outlets and banking. The Consumer Affairs Ministry said the complaints related to these convergence companies will be directly transferred to them for online resolution. In cricket, centuries by Virat Kohli and Yashasvi Jaiswal have put India in a dominant position against host Australia on day three of the opening test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth yesterday. And that's the end of this news bulletin.